A Collier's Lament by Audrey Sidall, read by Kevin Wilde. Come on o'er, you boy, come sit upon me knee. I'm o'er broaden of thee, boy, and have things to say to thee. Your grandad, and is afore him, and now alas there's me, and I don't want me only son to live down pit or dee. Some folk think it's better now, but it's still a living hell, with blackened, sweated brow and heaving chests, we rarely feel so well. Each shift at cage awaits on us, to take us down so deep, and gates clang to behind us, huddled here like sheep. And each and every time we drop, we feel as if it's to last, but when shift's o'er, it's o'er and done, and then it's in the past. So we lift his ease to the sky above, and thank God in silent prayer, for touch and sun and smell at grass, and taste at pure sweet air. But many a mate's been trapped alive, and found with an inky gaze, his body lifeless, yet e'en looking up, seeing heaven at 10 on his days. And if we're lucky to finish alive, then maybe we've gotten to dust, through picking and scraping at hell's pantry door, just trying to earn a crust. Oh boy, you're only 2 year old, and I know you can't take it in, but I'll keep on telling you time after time, then maybe one day I'll win. I'll keep on telling you till you know that there's sense in what I say. You've got the time and you'll get the chance to find some other way to earn that crust of butter and jam in a world outside of this. And now it's time to go down again. Come on, boy, give us a kiss.